Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Freedom Matters USA studios. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck, North Dakota, Bismarck Event Center, September 15th. Get those tickets while you can, starting at $20. FreedomMattersUSA.com.
Well, you ask me where I come from.
So, where do we come from exactly, huh?
Here's what I tell everyone.
All right, I'm waiting.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Right on.
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes. And the eagle flies.
USA, baby, welcome.
It's a big old
What's on your mind?
Countless dreams.
Glad to have you along today. How about this? A little radio graffiti to start the hour. And open phone time, which means you got a minute. We're going to put you on the clock, uninterrupted. You say what you want to say, ask a question, make a statement, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll take your emails. We'll take your text. But we love it when you call. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. I have a couple of examples of this already by text. Can someone explain why Trump endorsed Sarah Palin lost in the Alaska special election? It's Alaska.
Yeah, they, Sarah Palin, too. I like Sarah Palin, but I don't know.
You think that her star has fallen?
I think a bit, maybe. She's just been a little too goofy on a little too many occasions. But I do like her. I don't think she's a rhino.
The Democrat won in that race.
Yeah, I know.
It's
Alaska.
It is Alaska.
You said it best.
Yeah, I think they beat the different drummer, different beat. By the way, it was just a special election to fill the seat of Don Young. So in November, there'll be another one. So, anyway, there's the first answer of the day. Let's go to Leah and Benedict at 701-258-0550. You got a minute, Leah. What's on your mind?
Hello there, yeah. Based on the conversation yesterday concerning teaching harmful ideologies in our state schools, I wanted to inform people that the Federal Department of Education is proposing to expand the anti-discrimination laws to include preferred gender identity and sexual preference. And this federal law would supersede our state laws, and if we would want to continue to receive federal funding, we would have to comply. It's called Title IX, which since 1972 has protected against discrimination based on being male or female. Now they want to create these new categories of sex discrimination for which institutions would have to affirm and accommodate without parental notice or consent. So you can comment on the Federal Register and link into the website called childparentrights.org. We should ask Senator Kramer to take action and also our AG to take action along with 22 other states who have filed lawsuits against the Department of Ed and Department of Ag who want to withhold lunch money if institutions don't comply.
So Title IX is not new. Are these new rules within Title IX rather than a new law?
Biden's executive order in January of 21 said everybody needs to change their administrative rulemaking, and this is what was put to accommodate and so-called anti-discrimination. And so these departments are filing this notice to change, expand their rulemaking in the Federal Register.
Yep, the tweet from the DOE. Says it's important that LGBTQI plus whatever students feel safe in school and be able to learn without harassment or discrimination. And it goes on. It looks like that's the plan. But just remember.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Okay.
I think Leah's point of federalizing this is the biggest concern here, without question.
We need to shut down the Department of Education.
Go ahead, Leah.
If you go to childparentrights.org, it explains it in plain language and gives you a link directly to the Federal Register. If they get enough signatures, they have to reconsider what they're doing. But, we have to find out from Senator Kramer where the real teeth is to stop this.
Yes, Senator Kramer will be on tomorrow, obviously, to talk about your town hall, so I'll make a note to ask him about this. Appreciate the heads up on it, though, Leah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
You bet. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Texas sends a link to a story in National Review headline, Major League Baseball's Unseemly Support for Youth Gender Transitions, with a note to me to say, I don't see why you would even ask us to support this crap. Now, when have I asked anybody to support that crap? Major League Baseball's woke agenda.
Well, I mean, he probably mean being at the Twins game.
Okay, but can I separate out the Major League Baseball woke agenda?
Apparently you can't.
Can I separate out the players' union and the crap they pull, which, by the way, is why there was a, you know, George Floyd, we're with you, Wood banner, whatever that was, out in the, you know, the Major League Baseball's players' union woke agenda says, hey, either you put that banner up there or I don't play baseball. Can I separate that out from traditions? Time-honored memories?
Nope, apparently not.
Maybe I can't, according to some folks, but that's what I'm trying to make.
Well, that's your choice to make. That's fine. You know, I don't spend any money on any of it anymore.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, do you let the woke agenda rob?
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. That's the question. And now this story says at least 20 teams have promoted or funded groups that advocate or are directly involved in child gender transitions, according to National Review. Like most of the nation's major sports leagues, Major League Baseball has embraced a number of left-wing causes in recent years. The league's website now boasts a social justice section that promotes texts such as the 1619 Project and White Fragility, as well as authors such as Ibram X, Kendi and Angela Davis, and a number of players knelt for the national anthem during the George Floyd protest in the summer.
Maybe baseball needs to do what golf did and come up with another league and play for that.
See, this is where the Major League Baseball is held hostage by the players' union. I guarantee if they don't have a social justice section on their website, I guarantee that's a negotiated point by the Major League Baseball players' union conversations. It's unbelievable. Does it tell us who the teams are? It said 20 teams. It doesn't. At least not this far in the article. Anyway, so answer to the question, and I'm sincerely asking it. I hate the mob bosses of Major League Baseball. Same with the players' union. I just hate it when a woke mob steals traditions. You know, some people choosing to say, I'm done with them altogether, I'm out of here. Perfectly fine. And by the way, I've been to one Twins game in 3 years. So it's not like I'm,
season ticket holder.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, you know, it's with all of it going on, I mean, aside from rodeo and NASCAR pretty much, it's all the wokeness, especially, you know, 2 years ago and when George Floyd thing came out, it's everywhere. So it leaves you with you know, and I understood, well, just go camping or do something. Well, I like to watch college football. I like to watch college basketball. So I'm, sue me. I'm sorry. I don't pay any attention to the wokeness. You care less. I think it's ridiculous.
Correct.
But I like the game.
All right. That's a minute or more on that topic. What's next? You tell us, 701-258-0550. Radio Graffiti means you got a minute only to lay it on us uninterrupted.
Texter says Alaska has ranked choice voting. Enough said, communists.
Oh, well,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
That's a true statement. So that factors in there as well. I haven't dug into the results at all. How many different candidates or any of that? But
write down everybody you'd like to have win.
Yeah, who should get a trophy?
Exactly what it is.
You don't win the office, but you get this trophy here.
A little bigger trophy here, a little bigger trophy there. Hand out the trophies.
Here you go, kiddo.
La, 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 la. Yeah.
A listener suggested that we might want to pop in for Joe's speech. Just listen to the name-calling, lies, and yelling. I've never heard a president talking so childish to the American people.
See,
here's Joe Biden's deal. You got to recognize, whenever he speaks, it's tough guy Joe. He loves to put on that tough guy Joe kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks if he yells, he's more tough guy. You know?
Yeah.
So look, what he's doing is reading a prompter and praying that he'll get through it without gaffe upon gaffe upon gaffe. And he yells a lot. So it's just that's his thing. If we see a speech happening during an open phone segment, maybe we'll take a little just for some entertainment. How about that? Yeah. Another topic. Ironic. California now telling residents not to charge their electric cars. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to keep them up.
Yeah.
Governor Newsom.
Yeah. 4 days after, we're going to all electric.
And you can't have
13 years.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westo, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality experts. You in your home, you in your business can have the very same technology that schools and long-term care facilities and hospitals have used in the post-pandemic era to keep air cleaner. They're the indoor air quality experts. Find out more about them at hatandsons.com. Since 1908, just finding a way. Wayne in Des Moines, Iowa. A little radio graffiti for Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, and thank you a lot, Scott, for what you do. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, yesterday afternoon, I just got a little bit of information where the president's talking person there, I can't say her name, she voiced the opinion that President Biden believes that any MAGA Republicans are extremists. And I'm a Republican, but I guess I'm extreme at loving this country and loving what the democracy says and what our freedoms are. Is that an extremist? I was wondering how you felt in that.
Yeah, let's listen to what she said, Wayne, here, and then we'll comment.
The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
See, they've got to try and establish a narrative in the middle of a free fall here.
Oh my gosh.
That is just dishonest reporting.
Meanwhile, Joe's babbling.
I know.
You know, Joe is babbling, so they know he's babbling, so they got to try and set that narrative.
Where's the rule of law in any of this? Where's the rule of law at the border? Where's the rule of law with the illegal immigrants? Where's the rule of law in any of it?
Here's what I don't understand, sincerely. And some Democrat, I would love to hear their viewpoint on this. How is it that two words triggers the left these days? America first.
Right?
Isn't America first what we, you know, don't we always want to put America first? Don't we, having had the blessing of being born here, want America first? What is that all about, Wayne?
I need to ask you another question then to follow this up. Can I do that right now?
Of course. Go ahead.
I believe I heard they're bringing on 67,000 new IRS agents, which they will all be, or a good amount of them, will be carrying guns. Now, I've never understood that an IRS agent is under some kind of threat that they would need to be carrying guns. But what is their end game as far as that IRS agent will be able to come into our residence or our businesses to be looking for what?
I think that was a little bit overblown. The number's 87,000 new agents, but there is a division, a criminal division of the IRS, where they're armed. And that's always been. That's not new. So now I would imagine proportionally, if you're adding 87,000 IRS agents, and that I understand is about doubling the force, maybe there will be more people than there were previously in the criminal division. But I don't think the 87,000 are all armed. I think that got blown out of proportion.
No, they're going to start by auditing everybody for anything.
That's the bigger worry.
Yeah.
That's
then,
the bigger
then
worry.
Then they'll send the, when you can't pay it or whatever, then the criminal division will come in and do what it has to do. But
what these agents are going to do is the bigger worry. And,
yes.
And Kevin just hit on it.
Yeah, they're coming after you and me.
Wayne, appreciate the call. I don't understand why we haven't had more attention on what's going on with Taiwan and China right now. We got a drone shot down. We got a mess going on. Gordon Chang is one of my favorite authors and experts on China. And if you follow at all his tweets, an hour ago he tweeted, China's extremely provocative conduct against Taiwan a few hours ago shows that Xi Jinping, how do you say his name again?
Xi Jinping.
Completely ignored yesterday's warnings from the NSC. This should be considered ominous. He said 2 hours ago, history does repeat itself. Just as Joe Biden failed to deter Russia from invading Ukraine, he's now failing to deter China from attacking Taiwan. This is happening right now, this very moment. And I think the latest excuse making is,
that drone wasn't the CCP's, which, you know, pull this leg into place, jingle bells, I guess, right? It wasn't the CCP's. It was some rogue group, some civilian drone hobbyists, they're saying.
Yeah. They apparently own drones over there.
Acting on their own.
Yeah, we're not talking about a little flying deal that's a foot wide either.
Yeah. He goes on to say, Chang does, that if that's in fact accurate, then the CCP's lost control of the Chinese people, who are now freelancing foreign policy. Also means the Biden administration need no longer talk to China, Taiwan, anyone else. So, but I've just been amazed that we're not paying more attention to that. Really am. Another topic from a texter: North Dakota's legislature and the governor needs to put a law in to stop the backdoor cheating here. Fargo already has some version of this mess that needs to be banned at the state level. Where is our election integrity? Question for our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, the founder of Clean Elections USA, today on the program. How about that? Jim the Flagpole Guy is going to be here. We have Alan Dershowitz on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here after the top of next hour, author of The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Liberal law professor from Harvard, repeatedly sounding the alarm on the treatment Donald Trump has received from the swamp. Pretty amazing. Listener says, hey, Scott, texted a question yesterday, but there wasn't enough time left in the show. How does a person find out if any of the stuff that the Grand Forks teacher brought forward is happening in their community? I live in Dickinson and have my suspicions, but don't know where to start. That particular situation in Grand Forks came from a teacher. A teacher wrote a letter and said, hey, legislators, hey, school board, this is happening. So I'd talk to the teachers. I'd have a conversation with them. I would have to imagine in Dickinson you got a lot of patriots that are teachers. Find out. Direct from them. That's where I'd start anyway. Somebody wants to hear a little bit of the greatest hits from Joe Biden. Do you got anything, one of his favorite speeches, Kev Handy? I know we were waiting for his speech here a little later on. Any greatest hit available for Joe Biden? I aim to please here.
I was just reading another text about the Peter Ducey, Karine Jean-Pierre.
KJP.
About the interaction they had about, Novak Djokovic can't play in the U.S. Open because he's an unvaccinated foreign national, but people can wander across. But apparently, that's not happening. People are not walking across the border.
Protocols, I refer you to them. They have their own specific protocols as well. But, so they're two different things.
How's it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
You know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and,
yes.
That's not how it is.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The historic frigid winter storm that has hit the eastern USA pretty hard should lighten up Monday. More than 11,000 flights were canceled over the long weekend. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update on her state overnight.
It is devastating. It is going to a war zone, and the vehicles along the sides of the roads are shocking. It's not just small vehicles. It is literally snowplows. It is major size recovery vehicles and utility vehicles and tow trucks. So we have a real challenge right now where we have roads blocked roads are literally blocked by emergency vehicles, so that has made it extremely challenging for us.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's airspace in the past 24 hours. Taiwan's government said on Monday it is the largest reported incursion to date. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Gloria Stefan has a birthday today.
Big one, 65.
How about that?
Conga line forms right over behind Scotty. Lead it off, buddy.
Is that disco?
No.
No?
That was, I don't think it would be disco.
No,
I was more world. Disco. Yeah, world beat kind of stuff, I guess.
The conga.
Yep.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Petro Served USA. Here's some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience for you today. Salisbury Steaks winning the day. Glendon, NP Avenue, West Main Avenue, pulled pork on West Main Avenue, another choice. Chicken Parmesan in Harwood, Valley City. You got your pulled pork or your French dip today, and meatloaf on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at Cafe USA. We have a listener reach out to us and tell us a little bit about a group called Clean Elections USA, a grassroots effort that started as a Dropbox initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. We'll do that in just a moment here today on the program. Tom, let's get you in here. You've been waiting to weigh in. Tom and Fargo.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Scott. Say, just real quick, I'd like to suggest a guest for during Big Iron. His name is Eric Snodgrass. He's chief climate meteorologist for Nutrien Ag Systems. He's going to be the meteorologist there on Tuesday morning for Red River Farm Network. And I just thought that when you do your ag show on Monday, that maybe in the morning between 8:30 to 9 or so, you could get him in. If he's in town, he should be in town, probably at least by Monday night anyway.
But, are you telling me he's in town for Big Iron?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Yep. So we'll be at Big Iron all 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, right. Thursday. So, I'll mark that down as a possible guest for us. I love it.
Yeah, and you can go on his, he's got a YouTube site. He's on Facebook. I don't think he's on Facebook, but he's on, definitely on Twitter. But he's an excellent, excellent meteorologist, and he's been here before. This will be his second time he's been here.
Fantastic. All right, Tom, love it. Thank you for the tip, and we'll make a note and add that to our guest roster for Big Iron. Appreciate it very much. Let me welcome to the program the founder of Clean Elections USA, Melody Jennings. Hello, Melody. How are you?
Hey, hello. Great to be here. I'm doing great. Thanks.
You have a fan in our audience who tipped us to hate. You might want to consider having Melody on. And by the way, we love that when our listeners suggest tips. So Clean Elections USA sounded like our kind of group. What is it? Tell us a little bit about the background of how this got started.
Yeah, happy to. So early April, I, just being a normal, everyday run-of-the-mill girl, Main Street USA, said, I'm just really fed up and tired of watching my country just fall off into this abyss. And I said, we've got to be able to do something about this. And, just as a as we the people. And but yet I'm watching all these Dominion machines and all these different steals and cheats going on and feeling completely helpless and powerless. And but this just came out of me, and but I am their boss. And so are my neighbors. I mean, we are their boss. What, you know, why is this happening and why are we letting this happen? Maybe I need to jump out on Truth Social and ask people, what can we do? And as soon as I had that thought, I actually posted up on Truth, what can we do? And the very next thought was, why am I asking anybody else what to do when I can come up with something? And the next thought was, well, these drop boxes we keep hearing a little bit about. I mean, you know, 2,000 mules haven't come out yet, but, you know, just little rumblings of that. And I said, you know, why can't we just put 10 people around, you know, 10 patriots around boxes and guard the boxes and keep mules from coming up and stuffing those boxes with, you know, treasonous, you know, ballots that aren't even real ballots. And so I just threw that out there and said, hey, let's do this. 10 people in shifts around the clock, as long as there's a box open during midterms, why don't we watch it? And people got excited about it. I mean, it went from just a little thought in my head to now we are watching boxes in 16 states.
Wow, so, yeah, fantastic. So when you say watching a box, what does that entail?
So it entails, you know, you don't want to have less than 8 people. That's my minimum, but 8 to 10 people. Just basically, you know, abiding by the law, making sure you know how many feet away you're supposed to be to not be considered voter suppression. You know, no electioneering. Don't wear your MAGA hats. Don't wear anything that's, you know, don't wear anything that's going to get you in trouble with electioneering. But just, you know, bring your lawn chairs. Maybe order some pizza and do a potluck. Hey, bring some cards and play some Texas Hold'em. I don't care. That's been done. Just have a good time. Sit there and meet some other incredible patriots. And basically the effect is these mules who really don't want to be spotted, you know, see a group of 10 people and slink away into darkness and say, oh, I think I'll try the next box. Oh, shoot, there's more people there, too. So the goal is to have a boring night at the box. And, yeah, that's the goal.
It's exactly what we need done.
Yeah, it's
I mean, one of the many things to counteract this playbook.
And for folks that have not seen 2,000 Mules... not familiar with the work of True the Vote, the organization that was really the impetus of that whole movie. Tell folks what that movie showed us in black and white. I mean, yeah. With our own eyes. What did we see?
Right. What we saw was, okay, think about the phone that's in your hand, your smartphone. And think about if you call up DoorDash or Uber, they can pinpoint you right where you are. They can come straight to you. So... basically, the work of True the Vote was, you know, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, who is OPSEC and all into the cybersecurity world, they were able to, over the last year and a half, or over an 18-month period, basically create a pattern of life and grab these geo-tracking patterns of these mules. And you can see it on, when you watch 2,000 Mules, you actually see where they went, and you can see their path. Like you're watching, you know, the patterns at an airport. You can see the path of these people because they're holding their phones in their hand, and it's geo-tracking them from an NGO, you know, these nonprofit dark organizations, to a Dropbox, to another Dropbox, to another Dropbox, to an NGO, back around to some of those same Dropboxes. And they sat there and did analysis on this, and they pulled out all of these outliers and just did this crazy, you know, analysis of, let's say people had to go to a box 10 times. There were 242 of those just who went to the same box 10 times and put ballots into a box. At least 10 times. So then, you know, if you think about that, and that was just in one little area. So across the nation, when you don't take it out to 10 times, you take it out to 2 or 3 or 4 times. You know, there were hundreds of thousands of these. And the Soroses of the world and this whole cabal paid billions of dollars to hire these people, probably the same people who are in Antifa, I don't know, but hire these people across the nation to become these ballot traffickers, which we've now, you know, they have the moniker of mules, like you think of drug mules. So they were stuffing boxes, and you can see it right on the screen in 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest you do. It's powerful.
It really is. I mean, I saw it and sat there after the movie ended just stunned. Just sick to my stomach. And, of course, this was a good example. Senator Kevin Cramer talks often about this when he calls that legal theft, because that was where, you know, emergency powers were twisted in various states to say, well, we've got to have drop boxes. I mean, why we need drop boxes is beyond me. I think they ought not exist because they're too susceptible to this kind of corruption. You know, but that was a COVID era, and I know that, you know, federally and everything else, a lot of folks are trying to enshrine some of that stuff as permanently going forward. But you know, how many states have drop boxes, and how many were temporary as a result of COVID? How can we reverse that?
Right. So I mean, you're right. It's the COVID grift. I mean, if the deep state is good at anything, they're good at grooming. You know, and you pick a category, they're good at it. So I believe there's something like 17, 18, 20 maybe states that have the drop boxes, although New Mexico and Wisconsin did the awesome work of outlawing them in their states, and we need them to be outlawed everywhere. This was, you know, a concerted effort, you know, that they put in place to steal the election, in my mind. COVID was a great big steal, and the drop boxes were part of that. And so, yeah, and really, you put those drop boxes up against the Constitution, it fails every time. There's absolutely no way constitutionally, because there's no chain of custody. And our free and fair election relies upon chain of custody for us to be a nation.
And we know what we know because of video surveillance at these things, but I like your approach a lot better. And there's ways people can help with this. I mean, North Dakota does not have drop boxes, but we can help in Minnesota. You know, we can find a neighboring state. Talk a little bit about the kind of help you need from volunteers.
Okay, great. Yeah, and even in North Dakota and all the states that don't have them, you know, if you have some other skills like organizational, or you're a good writer, or if you're good with tech, or if you're good with, you know, security, we're building out the whole organization. So just because you're in a state that doesn't have drop boxes, you know, if you want to be a part of this going forward, because we're not going to stop at midterms, we're going to continue to do. I mean, we went from Dropbox Initiative to Clean Elections USA because we're going to be encompassing, as we go forward, continuing to do more things, like a number of things that we will continue to work on. So feel free to come on over. I mean, if all you want to do is watch Dropbox, you probably need to be in a state where there's a Dropbox, but unless you want to skip the border and go help us in another area. But, you know, also if you can't help in any other way, you're welcome to come and give if you can. If you want to support us, you know, we need the financial support to keep this all going from state to state. Right now we have 16 states, I think, that I said that we are operational in, and so we need all kinds of support. So, you know, jump over to cleanelectionsusa.org and join the cause. Click the button to join the cause, and we will get you plugged in if you're able to help.
One more time, that's clean.
Let me just say this, too, real quick. Let me say this, too. A lot of people say to me, why don't we just use the cameras? And I got to tell you, okay, go look at Georgia, who lost millions of hours accidentally. Oops, it's just gone. You know, what about Bronovich down in Arizona, who said, yeah, I've never gotten those. Greg Phillips personally gave those to him or to his people three times, and he kept saying, I never got those. So video surveillance, it doesn't do it. Also, we're not trying to do after the fact, oh, let's touch the net. We're trying to prevent it via deterrent in the beginning, because they won't walk up to a box where there's 10 people. So those ballots never cross the lip of that box, and that's the goal.
And the surveillance also told us that a lot of these things happen in the dead of night. So, you know, they're not afraid to do this at all. I love your grassroots effort here. I really do, Melody. It's inspiring. CleanElectionsUSA.org. Every Republican, every Democrat, every conservative, liberal, independent, whatever political flavor you have, I do agree. Elections should be clean. CleanElectionsUSA.org to help with the efforts. Thank you, Melody. Appreciate the story.
Thanks for the time. Y'all have a great day.
Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up, Alan Dershowitz too, and more on What's on Your Mind States.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Puckledge Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com is the website to find out more about the visit of the one and only Candace Owens, coming to North Dakota on Thursday, September 15th, 7 o'clock, Bismarck Event Center for Candace Owens. Tickets start at $20 and available at freedommattersusa.com. 11 before the top of the hour. Remember somebody wanted the Biden speech when it happens? What do we know what time the speech is today?
Oh, he's talking. Actually, he's
Putin's prep talk.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Kleptocracy. A club. What? This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities.
We couldn't wait. We just had to play some of the greatest hits.
He doesn't even know where he is, what he's doing.
Hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
My personal favorite yesterday in Pennsylvania, traipsing down the steps of Air Force One with the COVID theater mask on, and the mask comes off halfway down the steps. So, see me, I have my mask on. How about that, folks? And then proceeds to take the mask off halfway down, and then you know, go face to face, nose to nose with half a dozen people. Does that make any sense at all?
None of it does.
Oh, my God.
Not how any of this works.
So today's speech is about the soul of America. The soul of America. Our democracy. So they're going to dust off some more of that. The mega, ultra mega folks are the threat to democracy. That's what he's going to try and pitch today. So
we're a fascist, you know.
It'll be a beauty.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is. So let's see if we can find out what time it is.
But he knows what time it is.
Yeah, he might not know what day it is. Yeah, but
true.
I don't know when the speech is scheduled. So we'll find out. That sounds like a Richard Nixon, fireside chat kind of deal. Maybe tonight. I don't know. We'll let you know when we know. Listener says, I think Joe yells and talks like a tough guy, so he feels to himself that he's in charge and portrays to himself that he's mentally competent, when in reality we, the extreme mega terrorists, know he is not. Someday God will give him the opportunity to repent of all the awful, sinful ways he has been living. All right. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim. How's it going?
Scott, regarding that guy in the White House, I really feel bad for him because, I think he with given all of that he's, usurped and he's put the world, he's obviously in the bag for China. He's obviously not for the American citizen. And he's done so much to hurt us, and so then... And then as he continues forward with his rhetoric, he feels threatened, so now he's got to be a big shooter and say he's in charge of the F-15s. And I just feel sorry for a guy like that, that he would, when you think about the type of person that he must be, that he doesn't even connect with us. And he doesn't connect with our flag, and he doesn't, I wish that he would be able to come to one of my jobs and after we install a flagpole and he watches the grown man and a grown woman shed tears for something beautiful that happened to them or somebody that they honored, their parents, and feel that America, he doesn't have that. And for him to call us fascists and everything, I just feel sorry for him. He's the kind of guy, he's being accused, according to Charlie Kirk and others, that diary is real, and she accuses him of sexual molestation. And then his son is leaving his laptop lay around, and with all of his degradation, those kids are crying out. We just need to pray in Jesus' name that they're healed. And I'm worried that Joe Biden is so far along in his dementia and his ability that he won't repent, and then his eternity is forever. And, for those that don't like that, don't be God-phobic. I have a right to believe in God and two genders. Don't be God-phobic. I think, don't cancel me, because I have a right to believe that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, 2 weeks after, the day after Candace Owens, we're celebrating our grand opening. 6 years, Scott. 6 years we're going to be in. Finally, we have a storefront. We have Noah at the Manning the Soul Machine. If you come to Bismarck on the 16th, please come and visit us. We're going to have an open house, and we're going to be sharing just how good that God has been to us. All of our hard work and running around installing flagpoles all over the Great Plains, finally culminating into a storefront, into a place that people can come and pick up their flags. If you come to Bismarck, for other reasons, drop your flags off. Noah will sew them up. Come back, pick them up on your way back out of town. We're just so happy to be able to have this opportunity before us where we can offer the greatest symbol of freedom short of the cross, the light of liberty, right there, the American flag, be right at your fingertips in Mandan, North Dakota. And
What's the address, Jim, of the new location for folks to put that on their...
3930 21st Street Southeast, Mandan, North Dakota. It's behind Kiss Livestock, right behind it. Brand new development, brand new storefront. And a brand new day for America. They get
there you go.
Bitter, we get better.
I love it. Jim the Flagpole Guy, usflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call them at 701-571-FLAG. See you, Jim. God bless.
God bless you. God bless America.
You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word zone to 39747. That's zone to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text zone to 39747. That's zone to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.